Grace and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In 2000, Tom Hanks made a movie that some like, some don't. I like it. He made Castaway, in which he plays a character, Chuck Noland, who is a FedEx employee whose plane crash lands in the middle of the ocean. And he finds himself then the sole survivor on a deserted, small deserted island. And he ends up living there for 4 years before he escapes, all by himself. He struggles quite a bit in the beginning. He took his shoes off before he fell asleep in the plane. So he finds himself on this deserted island without the proper clothing, without his shoes. He doesn't have the tools he needs. He's lacking water. He lacks food. He finds that simple injuries, like a cut to the hand, all of a sudden become far more threatening because he doesn't have even the simplest medical things to take care of his injuries. Eventually, he gets better at things, and he finally finds that there's crabs on the island, so he captures a crab, cracks it open, and then realizes, well, I need to make fire. And he struggles to make fire, struggles because he doesn't even have flint and steel, let alone matches. But when he does, finally make fire, the movie shows him dancing around a midnight beach bonfire, singing the Doors songs and running around it, and he just yells, "Look what I have created!" And it's a proud moment for the character, a psychological, emotional turning point in the movie as he turns a corner in it. And for a moment, he is given reprieve from a desperate situation. At one point, at least, and probably several, in the life of King David, who our Psalm 30 is credited to, he has also these "look what I have created" moments. But his "look what I have created" moments are different than Tom Hanks. His are full of a pride that a faithful person just shouldn't have. One of these moments that we see is recorded for us in 2 Samuel 24, also in 1 Chronicles 21, where we find this king, this man who is at one point described as having a heart that is after the heart of God. He's a man after God's own heart. But in this scene, he starts inflating himself. And he decides, I need to see how large my army is. And it's a prideful moment. He wants to know how strong he is. He wants to know what his might is. He wants to see and look what I have created. We know it's the wrong thing because in 1 Chronicles, the chronicler tells us that it's Satan himself who incited David to number his army, to have this census taken. He turns prideful. But God did not command this. And so God, because he loves King David, and because David is king of his people, needs to punish David for this and draws through the punishment David to repentance. And at the end, when David has repented, he buys a field and he builds an altar there, and this place eventually becomes where the temple of God will be built. Psalm 30 is perhaps David's reflection on that event, on how God broke down his pride. And I say this because there's a part in Psalm 30 where David, as the psalm writer, sits back and he reflects and says, "I was carefree and thought, I will never be shaken." Other translations will say, In my prosperity, I said, I will not be moved. It's a prideful and bold thing to say. Throughout the Psalms, the one who is unshakable, the one who is immovable, is God. We'll see this in a few weeks when we get to Psalm 46, the psalm that Luther based a mighty fortress on, when we get to that in a few weeks, that this unshakable, unmovableness of God is God's. It belongs to the Lord. And when anybody in the Psalms say that I am unshakable or I will not be moved, most of the time they're saying this because they have faith in the immovable one. But here, David looks to himself and says, look what I have created. I am unshakable. And when he says that, what happens? But the Lord shakes him back into reality. How often does my pride blind me to what God has done for me, or to how much I truly, truly depend on the Lord? This morning I was going to make a joke about how, you know, yesterday I cleaned the windows at my house, and so you can thank me for the rain. But then I remembered, I'm preaching on pride. I better not say such a thing. We have created nothing. We have created nothing. Anything that is good in my life, I can't attribute to myself. It is purely because God has given and blessed me with it. If I am secure and prosperous, it's because the Lord has made me so. If I have family, if I have friends, if I have home and house, anything I have, it is because the Lord has given it to me. In David's life, because the Lord loves David just as he loves you and I, the Lord goes to work to correct him. In David's case, the Lord brings a punishment. He brings a pestilence to Israel. He shows his anger to David. He hides himself from David, allowing David to suffer that he might be awakened, might be corrected, might be brought to repentance. And as he reflects on this, in this psalm of thanksgiving, he recounts how God's anger lasts just for a moment, but his kindness is for a lifetime. He recounts about how the Lord turned his sorrow into dancing, his weeping into joy. He realizes who the unshakable one is. The Lord is immovable, and he is for you. He is unshakable, and he is unshakable for you. He comes to our rescue, comes to us and serves us on our behalf, serves those who are shaken, who are moved, who are feeble, who totter. He does so in Jesus Christ. Jesus unshakably goes into the wilderness to stave off the temptations of Satan, the temptations that we fall to every day. Jesus unshakably heeds his Father's will, a will that we just can't do on our own. As he marches to Jerusalem, as he immovably faces trials, sufferings, and his own gruesome death. By faith in him, you will not be shaken. In him, the Spirit of Christ walks with you, upholds you, is present with you throughout your days, whether your days are full of blessing, are full of pain, full of sorrow. The Lord makes you unshakable through faith in him who is unshakable. And he is with you all your days to bring you finally unto the Father, to stand unshakable, immovable with Jesus, who will say to the Father, look what I have created. A righteous person made righteous by my blood. Not on any account of their own, but on account of my cross and on account of faith. Look what I have created. Amen.